Rambam comes at a very good time. Because if, so there's a, one of the Kadmonim has, I thought you may have seen this, the Eli Rabba quotes that whenever Rosh Chodesh Shvat falls on a Wednesday, so then that winter has storms, has significant storms. He says a little bit, it's a kafka katov. He says it's a, the remez is vayigash. Why is vayigash? Shvat. Shvat ador. Rosh Chodesh Shvat vayigash. Yeah, no. Shvat is the 11th month, right? Ador is the 12th. So it's vayigash when the 6th. When the 3rd of Shvat, Gimel Shvat, turns out to be on a Friday, right? That means Rosh Chodesh on a Wednesday. So then there's a significant, storm. I don't know how, what's the Yud for? I forget. The Sheen is for Shalit, the Eli Rabba quote. So it was true last time. I remember mentioning it in Shul. Last thing also happened. I didn't figure out what in the meantime it hasn't happened. But it comes at a good time because the next Omer, we're going to now pick up the pace a little bit because on the next Omer we'll have to focus on Tanna Chizkiya, but there isn't that much Lomdus on Lamed Hei and Aleph. So tomorrow, I'm assuming that we won't have shir. I'm assuming that the meteorologists are not totally wrong. Am I in the right place over here? So that means that tomorrow you can go weiter. We get to finish the sugya of Shoyal now, as much as we're going to do, and then you can go weiter, Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, and pick up the paste on the Hamad Aleph from Hamad Beis, and we only have one or two more shurim on Kim and Komle Midravamine over here, and then we get back to the sugya on Dafla Midzayin, and then we'll be able to look at it in the larger picture. Thank you very much. Good. So now the sugya on Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. What would be the koteres that you'd give to the sugya? How would you title the sugya? What's the nekud of the sugya? What would you say? It had to categorize. What do you say? Gala, what do you say? That's the largest again. That's what we're going to do right now. Just what you were working on this morning. This is your purpose. Right, the Omud is the question about Kanas. Good. Right, and that was at the top of the Omud. Shainanich the Chidushu. The Rav is there. Nope, but what about the din of what Nukuda, what are we zeroing in on with respect to the din of Shoyo? Know what you say, Moshe?
What aspects are you going to?
What aspects are you yarshining? Okay, what do you say, Yosef? The Shas Chiyuv, right? I think that's the broader picture, although the issue of what one is yarish certainly comes up. But I think that the issue over here is, when is the Chiyuv of Shoyel Chal? In other words, if the object that the Shoyel is borrowed fluctuates in price, and he is not able to return the object itself. So how much money does he owe the mafkid? Does he owe the mafkid the price of when he borrowed it, the price of when the shayla's up, the price of when he can no longer return? When is the, what price will he have to be mechayev? In our sugya, the question comes out from Be'idna. When is the chiyuv chal? At what point do we say that if this happens al yedei chilul Shabbos, so he'd be potter? So that's all. That's how we get to this nekuda. So the Gemara says, "Omer Apopim, hoyisa pora genuvolo v'tovcha b'Shabbos chayev shekvar nischayev b'gneiva koydim shiyov lidei isum Shabbos." So we will interpret this line of Rav Papa to be consistent with the previous sugya, and we'll learn that the pshat of Rav Papa is that if a person, a ganav, had a stolen porah by him, porah genuva loy, he stole it erev Shabbos, but he does the tzvich on Shabbos, al yidei chiyuv skila on Shabbos, and isur misa on Shabbos, so then he's chayiv, why? Shekvay does chayiv b'gneva koyim shavu isur Shabbos. And the chiyuv of Dalet Vehei is a chiyuv of Knas. And Mela, he's chayuv for everything. All right, I'll just see kum of the previous sugya. Hoyisa parish ulalam. If he had borrowed a parum, tovcha b'shabbos, to then potter. Omalei, Rav Acha b'rei d'rov ala Rav Ashi, Rav Papa paras l'shmunin. What was the shir Rav Papa gave? Rav Papa wanted to tell us lav davka gedigon of lo. He wanted to say parashula paragnuvaloi. What was the chiddush? Lav davka gedig. They tell a joke with the person who was dying to write a sefer, but he learned for years and years. He didn't have any horus, so he figured he came across the Gemara. And the Gemara says Reuben stole from Shimon, so he made a horus of who adain. Shimon got him in Reuven. Right? So that's the Gemara saying. What's Rav Papa teaching me? He had to give a shir, right? He had to give a shir. It says the same din lagavi apara nakdi para oslash minon. So the Gemara says that couldn't be. That makes no sense. That's not a good shir. Omalei Rav Papa shul oslash minon. Rav Papa is teaching me a din of shul. Einachanami genuva was a sikum of the old shir. Genuva was a contrast. The chiddush was sheula. Sol gedaitach amina. What's Rav Papa's din? That if a person, what's Rav Papa teaching me? A person borrowed a cow. He shechs the cow on Shabbos. He's chayiv to pay for the cow. Sheula v'tovcha b'Shabbos. Sorry, hoyisa paru sheula v'tovcha b'Shabbos. Potter. That's the Gemara says. Why is the chiddush? This is your standard kom lei b'drabba minei. He goes to court. The mafkid sues the shoyel for the para. The shoyel says, "I'm not paying anything because he's getting a chiyuv misa." No, so that's your aleph base of kom lei b'drabba minei. So I need Rav Papa to teach me a genuva. That was the borim pshutim ad me'oy that we had in the previous sugyas, the previous dairies. That was Rabba. Shula sounds like it's your simple, your basic, your most basic of Komlei. So the Gemara says, what's the Chiddush? So kedai techamina. Hoylam Rav Papa Mishos B'shichud is chayiv lei. Bimzoyin I say, hachenami mishas she'elis chayiv bo'insei. Kamash melon. Papa says that there's a big Chiddush over here. The big Chiddush is that the chiyuv mammon is be'inna with the chiyuv of chilul Shabbos. Why is that a big chiddush? Because when Reuven borrowed the para from the mafkin from Shimon, so he became chayv to feed the para. So the chiyuv of feeding the para is mishas mishicha, right? In other words, lachari that means he has to give it lunch the morning after he borrowed it. It might also mean he has to give the para enough food to eat such that it'll maintain its body mass that it had b'shas mashicha. Right? In other words, that's what it means. It's mechayiv mezoinis, so it means he has to start right away. breakfast, lunch, and supper, whatever the parvus, whatever the schedule of the parvus, I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, he has to, his obligation to start ready for Shas Mashiach. And if he skips, so then he's Chayiv Mamon. That's what we had the Gemara about Messiah. He has to now, if he's skipping lunch, skipping breakfast, he's Chayiv to pay. It might also mean how much he have to feed the Parah. So it probably means he has to maintain the Parah Kamei to have it, B'Shas Mashiach. All right. So once Rav Papa said that Shas Mashiach is the Machayiv, so that I should also assume that if anything gets in the way of me returning the para to the Baal, to the Mafkid, for which I'm chayev, right? So then that should also begin Bishas Mashicha. Kamash Malon, no, that's Mishas Oinsei. That happens. B'shas, that's why Rav Papa is teaching me a chiddush. I would have thought without the sugya lamed dalmud base, I would have thought hoyisah parush ulei love meir of Shabbos v'tovcha v'Shabbos. I would have thought that's not a din of beidna. I would have thought, of course, the guy's going to chayav misa, but before we take him out to kill him, we make sure that he pays the pora because the chiyuv to return the pora began Wednesday. The onus happens that which is creates, and that which gets in the way of him returning, it happened on Shabbos. No, so what? But the chiyuv was on Wednesday. Kamash malon, no. Kamash, don't say that. All right, again, this is a quick chazara, just to make sure they're all learned their Rashi's and Parshas Mishpatim. We'll learn Hamafkid sometime since sixth grade. Just to remind ourselves, four Shemrim, Shem Mechinim, Shem Esachar, Shoyel, and Soicher. Shem Mechinim is chayav for no pshia, right? Shemachinam is chayv only for pshia. If I borrow something from you and there's no, I don't pay for it, so then I'm chayv to give it, I'm chayv to obviously give the object back. But let's say something happens to the object in oinus. Let's say something well beyond my control happens. I borrow the car and I park the car in my driveway. And then some meshugana comes and drives up my driveway, hits the car. So then, I'm not chayiv to repair the car. I'm a shame mechinam. On the other hand, if I park it in a place that it's not a smart place to park it, and I park it in a place where I park it in a black eye or something, and it slips, so then he's chayiv. What's the pshat? Shame resachar if he is being paid to watch it. Then he's chayiv not only for pshi but also for gnevi aveda. Right. In other words, he's supposed to provide more shmira. Gemara says if you're getting paid for shmira, you have to be able to watch it 24/7, like Yaakov Avinu. Right. That's the din of a shemir sacher. Yaakov Avinu was a shemir sacher on the sheep. So therefore, we learn the halacha is even geneva miaveda. If it's on this mamish b'yanis, because he gave it 24/7, he locked it up. He did a very, 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 very high level shmirah, the gold standard of shmirah, and then he still could not be prevented. No, then he's bought. And shoyel, who gets to use the animal, he's not only a shomer but he also is mishtamesh. So he's chayev even for oinsin, right? What is a shoyel poter on? If while he's using it dies in the normal usage, so then he's potter. What about a soicher, the guy who leases the animal, leases the car? Was that potter from Ointin? How is he? What's he chayiv for? Who's that? Machloik is right. When he's like a shemir socher, so then he's be chayiv for gnevi aveda for shemir. So now the Gemara is talking about a shoyel. And if you learn the Ksois understands this sugya to be referring to all shomer. Ksois says this is a and what did we say? The Reish Sadi Aleph, he said. The opening Ksois says that this is a signal Gemara, because this is the little Ksuvis. You can learn Ashoyel, and you would not know the Achra of the Gemara. Apparently, he says Ksuvis Lamadam basis the Achra of the Gemara. The Gavi Shomer, you learn a Mafkid. You certainly would know from a Mafkid. Should know from a shoyel, I would think. But this our sugya is the sugya that nails down the question of when are the chiyuve shmira, when is the chiyuv, when do we establish the price that has to be paid? If a shomer chinam, a shomer socher, shomer chinam not so poshut, but it sounds like tzois, shomer chinam, shomer socher, socher and shoyl, cannot come back with the object itself. They come back and have to pay money. So what price gets established if it fluctuates? Shas, shmeshicha, because every kinyan begins with some kind of kinyan. Shas meshicha, or shas pshia. The Gemara says, so the Ksoi says, that's our sugya. The chiv is established. So the Gemara says that Rav Papa is saying, Rav Papa's chiddush. Rav Papa's chiddush is that even though your obligations to keep the animal well fed begin b'shas meshicha, but the chiyuv, the point in time that will establish the price that you have to pay, and we can say even deeper in our sugya, the point in time that's machayev, monetary compensation. Why do I say it that way? Because our sugya is a komle sugya. So our sugya is focusing on the be'idna. Our sugya is focusing on what point in time I become chayev. So the point in time which I become chayev is b'shas oynes, right? For shem risacher, soicher, the tzeis would say shas k'nevi reida. Nu, explain to me the have a minute and explain to me the chiddush of Rav Papa. What's the Havamin and what's the Chinnish? No, what would you say? What's the Havamin? I should have thought, look at Mordechai.
You're always chayv and taking care of, well, once you do the Mashiach, you're chayv every single 7 days to take care of the animal, and therefore it would be be'idno once the onus happens.
You say like Akira, like a nochet tzarech Akira. I'm only a shomer because of the Shas Mashiach. Well, one second, but I'm not sure what you do with that. Which way do you go with that? So mechayev every single moment. So maybe the moment that I was unsuccessful in my shiur is the moment of mechayev. How do you? Why does that determine when the mechayev is? What do you have in mind? That determines. That's the maskana. Was that the chiddush of Rav Papa, or is that the havamina?
I think that's the
chiddush. Oh, okay. And there's the chiddush being that I'm obligating myself to watch over the animal every single moment, and the moment that I failed in my responsibility, that's the moment that is machayiv me. All right. So what's the havamina? What's the havamina? Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I feel like the havamina, that is the havamina, that you become chayiv until you get it.
Right.
So then, once you shechted, you were already chayiv a few days ago to pay for any ones. Then you shechted, and ones happened. Therefore, you have to pay for it, and you're also chayiv nisa for Shabbos.
So
but that sounds the same thing that he said also.
So the havamina is that on Wednesday I borrowed the animal. Wednesday I became a shomer for the animal. So that means on Wednesday I became obligated to make sure that I will bring this animal back to you. What's a shomer? Right? What am I being asked to do? To watch over? I'm being asked to make sure that I can return the safer the way I got it. To return the car, the behemoth, the way I got it. What's the Rav Papa says, or the Gemara is saying, I would have thought, you know what's a clear indication of that? That my chiyuv to feed the animal begins b'shas meshicha, b'shas that we begin. I make a kinyan on it. What's pshat in meshicha? What's a shomer doing b'shas meshicha? So the havam of the Gemara is b'shas meshicha, that's when the shomer is creating his obligations. That's the contract. That's the kinyan. What's the kinyan? So the kinyan is, I'm taking an animal, I will return the animal. Right? Person rents a car. Most of you are too young to rent cars. But when you rent a car, so you have to sign, you fill out the form, Right? What are you being machayev yourself? And you have to give them your credit card, and they take a very significant deposit on your credit card. Right? Why are they doing that? Because if you don't return the card, they want to be hedged in. Right? So the discussion at the time of rental is one thing. We want the car back. We want you to pay to use the car, and we want the car back. Right? And almost the entire discussion revolves around either damage or not damages, inspect the car to see whether, make sure that if there are any damages, to note it before you rent the car. Because b'shas m'shicha, there's one thing that the renter, that the leaseor wants. The leasee. One thing the mafkid wants. Right? He wants to get his rental fee, and he wants the car back. All right? So Rav Papa says, I'm now machayev myself to feed the animal. Rav Papa is saying the havamina was, my obligation to feed the animal is the way that the halacha says I'm obligated to keep the animal and return it in the shape that I borrowed it. Good. So now, if on Shabbos something happens to the animal, and the animal drops dead and it shows chayev bo'insin, or the shomer shechs the animal, so his obligation began on Wednesday to return the animal. So Wednesday is the machayev to return the animal. Why he can't return the animals doesn't really matter to the mafkin, even especially by shoyo. There's no, the only thing that can matter is mesamach. But it doesn't matter. It's not even an oinus. So memela, we would say that the kinyan, the chiyuvim, began on Wednesday. B'shas kinyan, b'shas mashiach. That's when we signed the contract. That's when we established my responsibility to return this car. Good. So now Rav Papa's a chiddush. If that would be the case, then Hoyso Parushu lets like the Tov of Shabbos, he should be chayiv, and Rav Papa says Potter. So Gemara says, what was the shiur that Rav Papa gave? What was Hashmi? What was he teaching me? All right, he's teaching me Shas Oynes. So why B'Shas Oynes? So Mordechai said the following. So Mordechai said that the kinyan on Wednesday was not a kinyan to return the animal. It was not a kinyan to return the car the way that we would think based on when we rent cars. What was the kinyan? So Mordechai said the kinyan was to be a good shomer, to watch over the animal. The kinyan wasn't that I'm going to return this animal kemoishu. The kinyan is, I'm going to watch over your animal. When will he find out whether he did a good job of watching over the animal? So it could be that it'll happen when I'm supposed to bring the animal back and I'll bring it back. But when did I fail in my obligations that I made? B'shas Oynes is when I violated our contract. My contract is a contract to watch over the animal, to be a shomer. When did I stop being a shomer? So if it's a shomer sachar, when the ganav was successful in stealing from it, right? By a shoyo, when, even though it's beyond my control, it's a big chiddush. If Rav Papa wouldn't say it, I would even argue that Shoyl is different than Shoyl Misocher because of the oinus, because beyond my control. But L'chayra, that is what Rav Papa is saying. Rav Papa is saying something happened B'Shas Oinus. What happened B'Shas Oinus? The Chiv is Chal B'Shas. Why is the Chiv Chal B'Shas Oinus? The Chiv to return the animal began when I borrowed it, when I took it. V'Rayim Chayv to feed it. So apparently, my obligations that I made as a shoyel is not the obligation to return the animal. The obligation is to go beyond what's humanly possible and make sure even an onus doesn't happen. How are you talking? That's the chiddush of our papa. Papa says, "Mishor sheila ischayev ba'oinsei kamash malon." that it's not Mishas Shela. Otherwise, you couldn't have done it Be'idna. Right?
Isn't that the din?
Was that?
Isn't that the din? That he is
Chayiv Mishas. That he is Chayiv Mishas Oynes.
In the Maskana also.
That's what Papa's din. Yeah. Okay. That's what Papa's Chiddush. Kamashmon, that's a very big Chiddush. That's a very big Chiddush. Vaiter. Oh, my Rav. He niach lenavi and parashu'ula. Right? He niach lenavi and parashu'ula. Mishtam shenbo kol yemei she'eltam. Aside a din. Reuven borrowed a para and Reuven died. So we have a din. The Yorshim are allowed to use the animal. Bro karadavu, and they even pick up the Yarshin. The children Yarshin zechuyos. He has a zchus to use the animal, to use the car. The children are a zoiche in this rental agreement, in this in the rights to use the animal. Mesa ein chayavin ba'oinsam. Another din. But if an oines happens, the children are not mechuyev to replace the animal. Ein chayav ba'oinsam. Kisvurin shalaviyim, the third din. Kisvurin shalaviyim, the father died. He never discussed where this car came from. He never discussed where the borrow came from. They figured, why should they figure it was borrowed? They figured it was his car, it was his borrow. V'tavchu aviyachlua, and they were nene from it, and they destroyed the animal, they destroyed the car. Then mishalmin demei boser bizol. They don't have to return the car or the para to the mafkid. They have to pay for their hana, right? Their hana was they got 5 lunches out of it, 6 lunches, 10 lunches, had a big suit out of it. No, whatever they would have paid for low grade vichat meats, whatever they'd saved them a meal. They happened to have kiyad rachmas hamelach. They got steaks and they got roasts out of it. Nope. That's because the animal's available. Otherwise, they would have the most of his all. So they pay their hana. So again, 3 halachas what we learned right now. 3 halachas of Gabi Shela. Halacha number 1 is that l'chayra, the chiyav of the shoyel is to pay mishas oynes. Mishas, that the shela is fails. Number 2, father dies, leaves the parah she'ula, children get to use the parah, however, they're not chayiv to pay for oynes. The animal survives the children's she'ela, the animal goes back. The animal does not survive the children's she'ela, oynes, not chayiv to give it back, not chayiv to pay. Was Hezbar Dover, why aren't the chayiv to pay for it? No. Good. They're never mekabel, right? They're never mechay themselves. They weren't there b'shas kinyan, they weren't there, right? So therefore, they never accepted a chiyuv of oinsin. Next, what happens if they shech the animal under a wrong impression? So what's the chiyuv then? Was that chiyuv ano? So what does that mean, chiyuv ano?
It's still not
shehulah. Was that?
So we're still not considering it a shehulah.
We're not giving the chiyuvim. Now we have al adin. He niach lenavin achrayis nechosim. If the father also left them property, which is supposed to back up the obligations of the father, so then chayovin l'shalim. What was this din? He niach lehen avien, ikud the masnil areisha, ikud the masnil aseifa. Man the masnil areisha, kol shechein b'seifa. This comment that if the father's property is there to back up his obligations, so then there those who said in that case the children have to then pay for the ones which happened. They never accepted to be shoyalim. They never accepted chiyav oinsin. But the father
accepted to return the animal, right? So the father's property is backing up that obligation. So the Gemara says, "Ikad amastin la'reisha v'kol shechein ha'seifa." So certainly, in the seifa where the father did something that slipped up and didn't tell his kids where this animal is coming from, so kol shechein ha'seifa upliga the rapapa. Why is he chalik in rapapa? Why is this interpretation saying that this second din is chalik in rapapa? No. Why is it? Go ahead. Right. The father borrowed the animal. The father died and the oinus happened. So now we're saying if the father has property, so then we collect from the father's property. Why? The oinus is the machayev. If the oinus is the machayev, so then the oinus happened after the father died. There was no shoyel when the oinus happened. The father is dead, and the children never accepted to be shoyelim. So why is anybody paying for this animal? It's the tough luck of the mafkid. Right? Animals died. Somebody's going to lose. Then oinus happened, somebody's going to lose. Right? Somebody had bad mazel. There's no pshi over here. Whose bad mazel is it? So Rav Papa would say, it's a bad mazel of the mafkid. Why? Because the chiyuv mishas oinus. Mishas oinus, the shoyel wasn't around. Nope. So it's a bad luck of the mafkid. But the Gemara says, no. If the father had property, so then the children have to pay from that property. Why? The father had property, the kids get the property. So why should the kids be chayv to pay for the animal? And that's with an onus. Because the father borrowed it and the father was mechayv himself. No, the father was mechayv himself and the father died. Finished. Now they have an animal. They're not, if they're pashe, of course they're going to have to do something, take care of it. But it was an onus. So they wouldn't chayv themselves take care of an onus. So the fact that in this particular case we're going to make the mafkid whole, that could only be because we're being choylek and rapapa. And we're saying, no, what's the shita saying? No? What's the shita saying? When is the chiyuv oynes chal? B'shah sheila. That's why the tzais refers to a lishna kam and lishna basra. There's a machlekes, in other words, that when the Gemara said Rav Papa gave a chiddush ashir, it means Rav Papa was being choylik on a shita. So the machlekes, when is the chiyuv shmir chal? When is the chiyuv lahachzir chal? Is it chal b'shas hascholas hasheila b'shas kinyan, or is it chal b'shas oynes? Nafkemina, fluctuation in price. Nafkemina, if he shechs it on Shabbos. Nafkemina, if the father died and there is property of the father as well. But the oynes happens after the father died. So all of these questions point to one nakuda. When is the obligation of the shoyel to compensate the mafkin? When does that obligation begin? Less manded polling the obligation to feed the animal of b'shas b'shicha. Is that indicative of a chiyuv b'shas b'shicha to make the mafkid whole, to make sure you return the animal? That's the bar pelukta of Rav Papa. That might be pshat in the dinim at the end of the sugya. Or the Gemara says, Ikad amasnila, lishna basram. Ikad amasnila, aseifa, avol areisha loy. That in the seifa, where the children shechted the animal, and there was a pshia involved, the pshia, father's pshia, child's pshia, you have to figure it out. They didn't do enough. They didn't take care of the animal properly. Either the father didn't put a label on the animal, say porashula, right? Or the children did not do enough due diligence before they kill the animal. There's a pshia. It's a pshia. So if there is property, the father is property. L'chorah means the father was a peshel l'chorah. So then if we have property from the father to take care of his pshia, then we pay for it. But if there's no pshia involved, the father died. The animal died. After the father died, onus. No, then no one's paying for this animal. Why? Because the chiv is chal b'shas oynes. Rav Popa's din. B'shas oynes, the father's dead and the kid not chayim. Good. And that's the din, that's the Lishna Basra. Finally, the Rav Popa. That's the sugya. Right? So therefore, again, what's the nakuda of the sugya? The nakuda of the sugya is there's a machlekes. There may be a machlekes. And the nakuda of the sugya is, what is the shas hachiyuv? When is the chiyuv chal on a shomer? If one of the conditions of shmira not met, when is the chiyuv of the shmira? Is the chiyuv of the shomer of the shoyel to return the object beginning b'shas kinyan? Or is the chiyuv b'shas oynes? Three nafkaminas. Right? Rav Popa is saying clearly b'shas oynes, b'shas, that the point in time which makes it impossible for the shomer to return the object. So far we've said that l'chayra, we would be magir, the machlaika says, as is the chiyuv to return the animal, the chiyuv of the shomer to return the animal, so then it begins b'shas kinyan. Or is the chiyuv of the shomer to take care of the animal? So then it's b'shas that he fails to do so. Right? It's a little bit difficult. Why is it a little bit difficult to say this hesber? What's the rug ahead?
Because it could be, the onus could fall under you not taking care of the animal.
Right.
So they would also go all the way back to the beginning.
Right. L'chor is very difficult to say that it'll be a shoyo. All right? The shoyo is chai bo'insin. So why should the chiyuv michal v'shas oynes? I did do what I'm supposed to do for the animal. But Kadosh Baruch Hu decided to mechayiv me. I'm a shoyo. Right? The animal could have died anyway, any place. The animal had died because of some aneurysm or something. Right? No. It was... Kadosh Baruch Hu decided to kill the animal right now. It was Malcha Movis of this parah. So Kadosh Baruch Hu decided that this should happen on when it was by me. Right? But I didn't fail my obligation b'shas the kinyan b'shas Mashiach. There was kol mashem mutalayas isi. So we have to explain a little bit sharper the chiddush of the sugya. Right? But we certainly can understand this shita that Rav Papa is arguing against. We understand the chiddush of Rav Papa. Because the muskel rishon would be like the lishna kama. Right? Toisves, meisa einachaya v'oinsin, says Toisves, avol b'gneva v'yaveda nira l'rishen chayovin d'hoyil v'nenin d'mishtamshin bo och yomer b'ashoyel. Ooh, what does the Ri say over here? What's the Ri's Mechanish? His Mechanish is that the Gemara Davka chose Oinsen, not Geneva V'Yaveda, L'Choira. Everything we said until now, the Gemara could have put under Geneva V'Yaveda, Nigneva. Right? Why Oinsen? Nigneva. And Be'emes says Nigneva would mean a better Lashon. Why would Nigneva be a better Lashon than Oines? Because when the shoyel shechs the animal, it's not an oynes. The shoyel thing is Rashi calls him, it's a ganav. So the Ri says, isn't it interesting that the Gemara went out of its way to say b'shas oynse? It's not b'shas oynse. Rav Papa's shir was about tvicha. It wasn't b'shas. It wasn't about an oynes. It would have been an oynes if they wouldn't have shechted the animal. It would have died by itself. If the knife would have fallen on the animal's neck and shechted it, that would have been an oynes. Right? So the Gemara's Davka choosing oynes, says the Ri, because the Gemara does not want to say Geneva V'Aveda. Aval benignav aviyavedin ila rishe hein chayovin. No, why? So the Rish says, not because of sha'as, no, of sha'as. Kinyan, sha'as machine, they can't say. Prabhupada doesn't say that. So how's the Rish going to explain this diyuk? Right? The Rish is going to say, again, the Rish lechayr is going to say, the Rish says, different than we began saying. He began saying, this is the din of Al-Shmira. No. And he says, no. This is the din of Oynes. Oynes by Shoyel. And even Shoyel, Gneva V'Aveda, the halacha would be that he's Chayev. Why? Why is he Chayev? No. What does the Rish say? No. Fine, what does he say? Why? Because he's being nana from it. With Hezra Adover. What's the Hezra? Because it's being Nene, so therefore. So therefore he's a Shemer Socher. But he's a Shoyel. No? He's saying very thing what Tosfos is saying. He's being Nene from it. So therefore, since he's being Nene from it, he's getting Schar. Normally the Schar is you get paid for it. And if you're on Noz, Ishtamshus, then you call the Shoyel. So what's that? What's the Rish say? What's Hezra Adover? What's the Rish saying? Correct. Yeah.
Shomer Chinam, they did not use them. They don't start out as a shoal and go down.
Correct. How are you doing? How are you doing, Michael? Large enough back there? I can't say. How are we doing? Let me find it inside. Mishtamshin bo kol yibei she'elta. The kol zchus of Nisroikin. Mishum. Not quite. kol schus of this record is about in base and chayim boin sefer shirayv afbi shemishtam shenbo shloi kiblu aleim choyv aviyem but it ishtab du boy. They didn't accept the obligation of the parents. And ishtab ku bedinoi. The bishol mekoyim shen ishtab shubo I efshel chayv b'kishoyel shem lo yisholum umishum she'elas aviyem edim chayovim. If they haven't used it yet, so we understand. They are not shoyalim, and they didn't negotiate, and they didn't use it. O mishum de ma'apopo, shen eschayv obi oins, et shas oines. O mishum, to lindiach lam evi mechreis nechosim. Avol, but, if they started using it, havi nichnes utach asa'ov, u'ma hoi rishlam evi mechus, and just like the father gave them the right to use it, v'kabolas o'onsin, kishoyel. So it is with all the obligations of the shoyel. The ben karu devuahu. The havlahavi inu kishoyelim debailim. But then he says, this is what he quotes in the Ravid. Vim toimar I shoyel lehave kavuin seicher hechehave the miman agre. If you'll tell me that he's not a shoyel because he didn't deal with the shoyel, he didn't accept the obligations of shoyel. He's also not a seicher. He didn't accept to be a seicher. Yesh loimar the shoyel lehave. You could say he's not a shoyel. No le shoal, v'loy midei tischus avinu de kayoris. You could say he's not a shoyel because he didn't negotiate to be a shoyel. He does. He only accepts the zechuyes of the father. Olmiyo kishoymer socher miyave hoyel menene. But he is a shoymer socher because he's getting hanom. Ukud amulei rova hosam. In other words, the Shita is saying that generally speaking, the Shoyel is defined as a person who's getting benefit. So he's getting benefit. He should be a Shoyel. He says, no. A shoyel is a person who negotiates getting benefit. But a person who's doing me shmira for me and getting paid for it, he's a shomer socher. In other words, to be a shoyel, you have to accept specifically chiyuv oinsin. But otherwise, if you simply accept to do shmira, you accept it to be paid for it, so the fact that you're getting paid for it bumps up your obligations to watch over it very, very, very well. All right, so then you become a shomer socher. So that lechayre is the pshat in Artosis. Artosis says, "Aval b'gneva v'yaveda nira l'ri shein chayovin to hoyil v'nenin the mishtam shin ba v'achiyomer b'ashoyel." So what's the Tosfos saying in our sugya? Until Tosfos comes along, we had a very, very neat sugya. When is the chiyuv? What defines the chiyuv of the shomer? What point in time? That when you begin your relationship as a shomer, you begin your relationship as a shoyel, you take the car, that defines your obligation. You got to return it. If when it comes time to return it, you will say that you were peshay even a shomer chinam is chayiv. If you'll say geneva yaveda, only a shomer socher is chayiv. Right? If you'll say oines, only a shoyel is chayiv. But the point in time is when you begin the relationship. That's the musk, that is the lishna kama. Rav Papa says, no. When you begin the relationship, begin your chiyuvim to feed the animal, true. But your obligation to how you're going to return, what you're going to return, that is when you fail. All right? Gnevi aveda, shas pshiyel achayrash, shas gnevi aveda, and Shas Oynes. Right? Good. Comes Taisim and says, no, not correct. Taisim says that in the event that my father took care of the She'ela, and then the father was Nifter, so now the son steps up in the place of the father, he has the Zuchus of the father, he has the usage of the animal. So then, says Taisvez, he now has become a Shemes Socher. He becomes a, how to become a Shemes Socher? The fact that he's using it. So now he's Chayiv in Geneva V'Aveda. If an onus happens, if the, again, Bishas Oynes, if an oynes happens, then the children will be potter. But if a Geneva Aveda happens, they'll become chayev. Masha'ena Kain, the Ravid does not make this deal. Right? And the Ravid says it's either or. If they use it, then they are a shoyel. If they don't use it, so then they are then they're not chayev. But if they use it, right, Mesa in chayev boinsin. But once they use it, then they become a shoyel the father. All right. What's the machlokes between the Rav and the Ri? You have the same thing later on in the Shita. Mishum, what's the din if the children don't use it? The Meiri. Davke b'shaloi nishtam shuba, ham nishtam shu b'im atzmam shoyle mishosh nishtam shuba v'chayi ba'oinse. Right? That's the Meiri. What does the Ritva say? Same thing. Meisa ein chayoven, the iul av shoylem perish arrived she'af al pishin nishtam shuba in chayim ba'oinse. Kim tzchus avim yorshu. אבל הוא קיבלו עליה מחויב שאלה. וכיוון שכן, הרי הם פטור ממנה. Again, so what we just explain what we've learned and what we're the question we're raising right now. We looked at the sugya. The sugya presents a lishna kam, lishna basra, machlekes, rapapa, two possibilities. One is clearly rapapa, one might be another shita. What's clearly Rav Papa? That a shoyel, a shomer, is chayev b'shas oynes. B'shas that the shmirah fails. And not chayev mishas hascholas hashibut. All right? Logically, we could have said either one. Logically, we could have said, when I begin my negotiation, I obligate myself to return this part of this car. That's the machayev. Failure to return means failure to live up to my contract at the beginning. That's the be'idna. What happens later on is just determining whether I return the animal or not. So if I shechted on Shabbos, I should be potter. I should be chai. There's no kumli then. How much do I pay back b'shas at the beginning of the contract? Good. Rav Pompa says no. Rav Pompa says there are two mechayevim. When I begin the conversation, there's a machayev to take care of the animal, to feed the animal. The obligation, what will determine my chiyuv to payment when I can no longer return the animal, when it's no longer ba'olam. That moment in time that it flips to a monetary obligation, so then we say, well, that's the machayev of the monetary compensation. So that if that monetary compensation took place al yedei chilul Shabbos and Shabbos, kom lehem potter. If at that time the monetary obligation, the price is higher or lower, that's the chiyuv. If when that happens, there's no shoyel, there's no baal, but good. How do we explain that shita? So Mordechai's hesber was because I really obligated myself to be a shoymer, and that's when my shmira fails. That's good, but it bothers me. Why? Because it's not true for the shoyel. The shoyel never failed in a shmira. The shoyel never failed his obligation. His one obligation, to return the animal. Right? Mesa machmos aptur. So lechari, that's what you have to say. The pshat in Rav Papa is that when the monad, there are two obligations that the shomer has b'shas aschola shmira. One is he has an obligation to return the animal. In returning the animal, there are two obligations, like l'chavi geneva. Either return the animal k'moishu or monetary compensation. When does the obligation flip from one to the other? So right. So that's the point that determines the monetary obligation. Just like we had in the last sugya, when it comes to Gneva, there are two parallel obligations to return the animal, which means two things. Either return the animal or compensate monetarily. So the Gemara says, Rav Papa's chiddush is that the monetary obligation starts when I can no longer return the object. And that's the nakuda, that's machayim. All right? Now, let's go one step further, and then we'll finish up. Then we have a machlekes rishonim. Machlekes rishonim is, in our sugya, if the children never get to use the animal, do they automatically become shoyel, or only when they use the animal they become shoyel? The Meiri says, davke b'shaloi nishtamshu. Im nishtamshu b'em, im atzmam shoyelim, mishosh nishtamshu b'chayom b'oinsen. The children become shoyelim even without ever meeting the mafkin. Why? The animal is a borrowed animal, and they're using it. And the Ravid says, cannot be. He says that afal gav de shoyelin lehoyu yorshin inu zechus aviyim yorshu yeshlam zechus l'shtamish boy, but at most they become a shoymer socher with that hanah. That's like our Tosfos says b'gnei b'aveda nir l'rishin chayom. And why? Because they become a shoymer socher. So they arrive in the Tosfos say that these children, even though they never met the shoyel, what they do with the animal determines their level of chiyuv. And the Meiri says, cannot be. Either they become shoyelim, if they don't use the animal, then they are in the shtam shubayim atzma shoyel. If they use the animal, then they become chayiv ba'oinsin. They don't use the animal, they're not chayiv ba'oinsin. Either they become shoyelim, and when they use it, they become shoyelim. And according to the Raven, if they use the animal, they become shomer socher. All right? What are they arguing about? What's the machlekes? Go ahead.
You become a shoyel without ever meeting the
Can you become a shoyel?
Without ever meeting the guy.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. So now, how would you explain the tutsdanim? Can you become a shoyel without negotiating shayla? No? What are we asking then? Is shoyel always a negotiated circumstance? No? If it's not a negotiated circumstance, what is shoyel? Was that? No, what's shayla? That's a failure of shayla. What is shayla? Go ahead. Right? In other words, the Nakuda Lachora, the Nakuda between the Rishonim is a Yesodistic issue within the din of the Parsha of Shomrim. We have four parts of Shem. Meshay Mechinim, Shem Mesachah, Shalom Secher. Who determines whether I'm Meshay Mechinim, Shem Mesachah, Shalom Secher? Is it a negotiated status that determines it? Or is it a parsh in the Torah that determines it? I gave you a Maram Mokim in the Shinuch Betzis in Bava Metziah. Maram Mokim is a din, you cannot be Masna Masha Kosov Batayra. Right? You can't make a condition against the Torah. What happens if I say, I want to be a Shoyel, but I want to be Chayim Anointzen? Halacha is, it works. I want to be a Shem Mesachar, only Gneva, not Aveda. Works. Why is it Masha Masha Kosov Batayra? So we should explain, because the Rabbeinu Chananel says, I don't want to be the shoyl that Torah is talking about. I'm not doing Hilchos Shmirah. I'm not doing Parshas Mishpatim. I'm doing my own deal. I can make a deal. The Rosh explains, because the Torah was established, the Torah established what your obligations are based on what you're getting. Based on what people think. You can say, I think differently. Two different Lashonis. According to Chananel, the Torah is Kevegan Alochis. There are four different kinds of Shoimrim. It's a package, it's a Parsha. You sign up the Parsha, you don't sign up for the Parsha. But according to the Rosh, the Torah is describing to you what your obligations are given certain rights, certain Zechuyas. Right? If I want to choose different, I can choose differently. If I don't choose different, then I have the template. The key of the, in modern language, it's called a boilerplate contract. The Torah gave me the boilerplate contract, gave me the template. All right. Now I decide which parts I want, which parts I don't want. According to Rabbi Chananel, the Torah says, this is a shoyl, this is a mesacher. You want to be a shoyl, good. You don't be a shoyl, you're on your own. According to the Rosh, the Torah gave me a basic contract to work with. I can tweak it if I want to tweak it. It's not Maslam Shekos of a Torah. What do you see from this machloikas? You see that they're arguing about the yesod of Parsha Shmira. Is Parsha Shmira a negotiation that the Torah is directing, or is it a template that is set halachas that you can sign up or not sign up for? So l'chari, that's the machlokes here as well. If the halacha is that, like our Tosfos says, a shoyl you can't become without negotiating. If you do Ganeva Veda, so then we can say, well, hayoyis, that you're getting something for it, hayoyis, that you are getting schar, we will give you the umdana that you're mechayv yourself a Ganeva Veda. Right? But the Miri says, if you do ishtamshus, so then you're a shoyl. He didn't discuss shunam, but you have the animal in your property, so you have certain halachas. You've signed up for this parsha. According to Tosfos is like the Rosh. Mir is like Rabbi Chananel. Tosfos is saying, Shmira is, the Torah is giving you the noise and guidance. What makes sense? It makes sense that the increased benefit, increased obligations. This is the stump. You want to change it, you can change it. So you didn't sign up for Sheila. So now you have an animal. You have increased usage. All right. You become Chiv Gnevei Veda. All right. But Miri says, no. There are four parshas. Choose your parsha. You're getting Ishtamshas. You're in the parsha of, don't call that Schar. That's Ishtamshas. That's Shoyel. They are set models. And either you sign up for it, and you have the set model, or you're not signing up for it. So again, what have we explained? Again, the point over here is, the nekuda of the sugya is, when does the chiyuv What determines the obligation of the shoyel? What determines the obligation of the shomer, shomer socher? What point in time? So, is the initial negotiation, is the din of shmira, the muskel rishon, the din of shmira is at the point that I begin my shmira, I accept upon myself to return the obligation, to return the animal. The Torah then tells me that, well, if a pshi happens, in even shemachayim is chayim. Torah tells me that if neiv aveda, then I become potter. If I'm Hashem Mechinam, Hashem Esachar, Mechayev, Torah gives me the situations in which I will be free of paying back. Good? But the determining factor is the point of when the negotiation, it's a contract, we enter into the contract, that determines my obligation. Whatever happens later on, that determines whether I fulfilled my obligation b'shas contract. So the in of the Shah's contract, the Chiyiv is Shah, everything goes back to the time of the contract, right? So that is what's called the Lishna Kama. And that would be that even if the father leaves property and the father dies and the children pick up the Zechuyas, they're not Chayiv, for sure not Oinsen. Why? Because they didn't initiate, they weren't there b'Shas. They weren't there. Good. The Pope is Machadesh and says, no, that's true, that the Shas Mekinyan is what creates my status as being a Shomer. All right? Status as being a Shoyo. Then Kiel the Torah takes over. Torah tells me what my obligations are, what I'm supposed to do. If at the end of my tenure as a shomer, I can return the object, good. So it's really your assurance, it's still yours. So I give it back to you. If I can no longer return the object to you, so then the Torah tells me I have to give money. I have to compensate. That's a turbing machayiv of me. All right? So that chiyuv, that the Torah is machayiv of me, so that begins bishas, either oines or bishas maybe aveda. In other words, what the way that we can explain Rav Papa's chiddush, Rav Papa's chiddush is hard to understand. Look, we would not have adopted Rav Papa's chiddush. Right? Because we would have said, contract's a contract. That's the point. That's the determining factor. Finished. We would have never said that the Shas HaOinus is Machayiv. Right? So at first we said, well, maybe Rav Papa is saying you're obligated to do a Shmir. When you fail, your Shmir. It doesn't work for Oinus. So then we said, well, maybe there's a parallel obligation, a monetary obligation. Good. Not bad. We can live with that explanation. But then, once we get to the machleik is the Meir and the Ravid, and we see that there is an issue in Shmira, and the issue of Shmira is it the Torah is telling you the way people normally think? You are really negotiating obligations. The Torah is giving you a boilerplate, or no, the Torah is giving you the rules. There are set rules. There are rules of Shem Rechina, rules of Shem Esachar, rules of Shoyal. So that means that if I can no longer return the animal, then the Torah is a Machayiv of me. It's not my original contract that's Machayiv of me. The Torah determined that Geneva V'Aveda Mechui, I'm something that's Chayiv, something that's Boter. The Torah said, the Torah said, Shoyal, that when did the Torah, what is the term Machayiv of me? So as long as the animal is still alive, my original contract is Machayiv of me. Once I can no longer fulfill the original contract, give back the animal, the Torah is the one that determines what's happening. The Torah says that the Torah's chiyuv is chal v'shas that I can no longer bring the animal back the way it was. So Mimela, that's the nekuda, that's what Rav Papa's chiddush is. That's the machayiv. Because in Shmira, since the Torah elaborately explained the various obligations, we could say, and some Rishonim do say, that that's all part of the initial negotiations. However you say it, whether you say that the Torah did the negotiations for me, or, and I can renegotiate, but in this case I didn't, or whether you say that the Torah negotiates for me and does not allow me to tweak the negotiations. Everything's a set parasha. But you see either way that in Shmira there is a chiddush, the Torah is now imposing now lachas. Right? In other words, which will close, but it's a way to look at it. L'chayra, you and I could have said, we don't need Hilcha Shmira. We don't need Parshas Mishpatim. Let two people work it out. Does the Torah have halachas of how to set a price? There does has a no, it's true. How to set prices. But when it comes to Schiras Poyalim, the Torah has certain rules of Schiras Poyalim, right? When I'm obligated, when the Schiras Poyalim starts, I'll make sure I have to pay on time. Good. But the Torah does not tell me the details of how much the person is supposed to work and how much and what a tailor is supposed to do and what a construction guy is supposed to do. They negotiate it. You work it out. That's what the contracts are for, right? The Torah told me that if I borrow money, I have to pay back. Yeah, the Torah told me when I have to pay back. Stop, shloshim yom. More than that. The Torah told me how to determine the obligations. You can resolve the money. When it comes to Shmira, all of a sudden the Torah says, details. Shem Rechinam. We can negotiate a Shem Shia, not Shia. We can negotiate a Shem Sachar. We can negotiate what your obligations. So all of a sudden you have Parshas Mishpatim, Pasuk after Pasuk after Pasuk, you have also, the Torah is all of a sudden taking over and negotiating for me. Machlekes Rishonim as to whether I have any flexibility at all. But less man the polling that the Torah micromanaged Shmira. So the fact that the Torah micromanaged Shmira, that means that what the Pope was saying, according to the Shemisha, the Torah gave me guidance, but Lemaisa, it's the point of negotiation which begins the Chiyuv. But Rav Papa is saying, hey, yoy, he said the Torah took over here. Yes, the Torah is the one that's going to tell you exactly when you're chai, when you're potter. So that means when I can no longer give the animal back, the Torah took over. So my chiyuv begins when the Torah takes over. The Torah takes over, b'shas oynes, b'shas neva veda. It's a chiddush and shmir. But that's the best way to explain this for Papa. That's why even b'shas oynes. Because that's when, how do we come to this? Because you see, there's a machloikis of exactly how much control I have over Shmir. But l'chayra, it's an emes. You see from the parshas. So since the Torah micromanaged Shmira, so maybe it was machayev also. That's a problem with chiddush. It actually took over the shas. When does the Torah take over? But I can only return the car to the animal. Come I show you? All right. Good. So. Think about it, and the Van Tosis we spoke out. We didn't read inside, but now after Chazal this, please charge Vayter at a three pace, so we can.